When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still doing the stat thing, huh? All right.
Stats are for geeks.
Stats are for losers.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Raheem talking about making the decision to switch quarterbacks, to put Michael Penix in there and put Kirk Cousins on the bench, why he believes he's ready. He's been doing everything they've asked him to do leading up to this and all that. This is not what they wanted.
No.
They did not want to have to make a non-injury-related. They didn't want to have to make an injury-related.
Yep.
They did not want to have to start Michael Penix at any point this season. And I don't think that's because they don't think he's ready or anything like that. It's because they signed Kirk Cousins for a lot of money and for a very specific reason. And so for that reason, and in that case, just simply in that category, that was a failure.
Yep.
Like, the Kirk Cousins thing was a failure.
Yep.
Like, that's a really expensive mistake that they made.
You damn sure, damn right it is. And you know, I was on a couple of shows yesterday, and they asked me about the whole, I said, if I'm off, like, I'm pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
How were you so sure that he was going to be okay?
But see, this is the thing. And this is this, because there's no way that Terry or Ra or anybody in that locker room could have seen this coming.
Right.
You couldn't have seen this coming. You couldn't. They were 6-3. This dude was NFC Player of the Week twice. This was 500 yards.
Yep.
There's no way that you could have predicted this happening.
Right. And that's, again, as I'm Terry Fontenot formulating my "this is the reason you don't fire me" speech,
yeah.
That's coming up.
That's what,
like, he played great.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff we did medically to vet him and make sure he was okay, tamper or whatever, to make sure that he was okay to be our quarterback this year, I feel confident in it because look how he played.
Look how he played.
In the middle of the season, he was looking healthy. He was playing good. It is going to be interesting. Like, we think we're ever going to find out what happened.
I don't know.
Like, what? What?
What
happened?
Maybe he is injured, and they just don't. I don't know, but I've never seen. Like,
but they don't hide injuries like that.
Maybe
really.
We were talking, and his loud mouth ass.
Yeah, he can't fake an injury. If Kirk was injured, he would have told us a month and a half ago.
But I think, you know, when you look at, we were talking off the air, like the situation, it was something similar when Kurt Warner went to the Giants after the Rams, and then they drafted Eli, and they wanted Kirk to be that bridge quarterback, and Kirk stunk that damn year.
Yeah,
and
just then, like Kirk Cousins has lately.
Yeah, but Kirk didn't look good all year.
Right. Yeah, there was never a moment.
Remember, that's when he went to the gloves and everything. Then he left, and then he went to Arizona, backed up, and then eventually took the job and everything. But, yeah, I mean, you could not have seen this coming because I ain't never seen it coming. I listened to other guys Saturday, all of them, they say the same thing. I ain't never seen nobody just poof, like that.
In season.
That's why I said, is something wrong physically? And I'm not talking about his Achilles. It's something else in his body.
Yeah, that's been my – just, you know, where everybody's trying to come up with a theory or whatever. That's been my theory for a few weeks now, is something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not a doctor. I'm just watching the games like you are. But he just looks like something's wrong. Like, and that thing that's wrong might just be, I mean, it happens to everybody at some point. He just got old.
Yeah.
It's crazy that
it
happened.
Fast.
It happened after the Cowboys game. I don't know. That was the last time he played good.
Yeah,
played pretty good against the Cowboys.
Yeah,
he had back-to-back weeks where he threw 7 interceptions, no touchdowns. His completion percentage was high. He was averaging like 9.5 yards per completion. Like, he was doing a really nice job, yards per attempt even. And then It just all stopped. I don't know. Maybe in the with the clarity of the off season or something, Kirk will go on somebody's podcast and be like, "Yeah, I don't know. I woke up that Monday and everything hurt." Yeah. I don't know. I really have no idea. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter anymore.
No, lost the job.
Because Kirk Cousins is not the starting quarterback for the Falcons anymore, and he probably never will be again. And so now Michael Penix has an opportunity. Look, Michael Penix is a starter next year.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
Yes, yes. Michael Penix is a starting quarterback.
But he's got an opportunity to make you believe in him.
And he has an opportunity to write a great story.
Really does.
A really great story. Him coming in and leading this team to the playoffs, which is possible.
Possible.
And everything like that. And obviously, you need some things to go your way as far as Tampa. But also, if you win, well, they're going to win Saturday. But you win next Sunday night in Washington, you put yourself in front of them for the tiebreaker for that last wild card spot and all those different things. So there's still ways you can get to the second season, but you got to lose. First of all, you got to win all your games.
Yep.
All right. If Tampa does win out, they win the South. But if you beat the Commanders, you get an opportunity with that tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But
now you still could get screwed by the Seahawks by the Seahawks Rams and other.
And Geno practiced today. Yeah. Yesterday, he did practice full yesterday. So I mean, there's so many different scenarios. But yeah, I would love to see this young man come in and play well. And you know, as we talk about all the time with young players, got to help them around. You got to play good around them and everything. I think the ball's going to be pushed down the field.
I think so too.
I think they're going to give them an opportunity to let the ball loose. And then I just saw, didn't realize, they get to wear the red helmets.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, they get to wear the, I hope the Giants are wearing their old helmets. I hope they're wearing the LT.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, one of my favorite helmets of all time. The old school, the old Giants uniform. Oh, so hopefully it'll be the white. I like the white one. The white with the blue helmet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's a great uniform.
Yes, it is.
Just like almost every team in the NFL's best uniform was made in 1984.
Yes.
I don't know what it was about the early 80s.
Yes.
Late 70s, early 80s.
They had better designers.
All the best things were made.
They had better uniform designers in the 80s.
Oh, they did?
I don't know.
I was trying to talk about us. All the best things were made in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, because you know, I'm a 70s, dude.
That's why I threw late 70s.
Yeah, I got you, dog. My bad. Yeah. Yeah, you know them 70s. I mean,
that's why we include the 70s. And Bo, too. Bo was around for a bit
still,
of the 70s.
We were still rocking, you know, bell bottoms.
Yeah, you came out with big sideburns.
You know that, dog. Yeah, that's why my mom always had indigestion when she was pregnant with me. I was able with a full beard.
That is what they say. Right. If you have heartburn while you're pregnant, it's because the baby has a full head of hair.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe you just ate something that gave you indigestion.
It's just one of those wives' tales. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, and I ain't going to go out. One thing you don't do is you don't correct no pregnant woman.
No, I don't correct wives.
You don't correct wives, period.
Wives' tales have validity to them.
Get in trouble all the time.
I guess. Here's Michael Penix.
In trouble all the time.
Here's Michael Penix talking about his call with Kirk when they found out. Yeah, that's what it is. Sucks. Obviously, Kirk Cousins is incredibly disappointed about this. You could tell he's talking to the media yesterday. He's all tense and mad, which of course he is.
Of course you are.
Should be. Look, competitor.
I'm just telling you, dude, this is – that's why I'm glad they have a great relationship. Been in this situation as a young player like myself, having to – because I didn't – he was a good dude, but we weren't close. He didn't help me out or nothing like that. But it was like, you know, I got to coexist with him because he's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
And so we got to coexist together. They got to coexist together. But you know, yeah, like I'll be buddies or nothing.
Yeah.
But they seem like they are.
It does seem
you
like
know, they seem well, like they, it, they, it seems
they
like they are.
They carpool. They're like road games.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To the plane.
Yeah. So it's.
You think they'll still do that? Who drove? Probably Kirk then.
The Rook.
No, oh, rookie, you think so?
No, rookie, I would drive. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Kirk's got to drive now.
Yeah, whenever you ride with a rookie or whatever, the rookie, I would drive.
Even when now?
Yep, the rookie, I would drive.
I might like see if Kirk would drive.
You think so?
Hey, man, I got to keep my hands fresh. You mind driving?
Because they used to stay over here at Georgia Tech.
So they're like neighbors. They live in the same neighborhood.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
Penix bought a house like on his block.
Oh, okay. I thought, well, the stadium ride is, oh, so they probably drive from all the way up there
to the hotel down there.
Oh, okay, I got you.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure Penix had been driving.
Yeah.
Not anymore. No.
I'm the guy, Kirk.
I'm going to ride in the back.
I get the big, oh, damn. if his ass got in the back seat with Kirk, boy, that would be the funniest damn thing ever.
Hey. This isn't what we're listening to anymore.
Dude, I want you to do this because I've done it before.
Radio definitely changes in the carpool now.
Hey, I've done it before. Get in the back seat when your wife drives. See how this makes her so furious. What are you doing?
Well, I can't.
Well, yeah, y'all
got car seats.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no room.
Yeah, just, yeah. You know, you'll get the backseat one time. See what she says.
Excuse me. What are you doing back there, man? I'm just gonna let you. Drive me around.
Drive me around. Yeah. Just do that. Do it one time.
Hey, week 16 kicks off tonight in the NFL. The Broncos and the Chargers, Thursday night football. That's a fun one. That'll be a pretty good Thursday night football game tonight.
Yeah, man. What a job Sean Payton is doing out there with Bo Nix. Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about the big cap hit they take, and they're like playing well because the young quarterback is playing well. Obviously, the defense is where it is and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, the Chargers, they're just offensively limited.
Yes.
They just really, really are off. As good as Justin Herbert is, and I know Ladd balling and everything, they just got no firepower off it. They can't run it. Justin's he's doing the best he can. But that right now, and of course, Greg Roman's the offensive coordinator, whatever. But still, they are just limited offensively to maybe keep up with them, I'm a fan.
Georgia Southern plays Sam Houston in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl tonight.
All right. So my Southern folks down in New Orleans.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's a good bowl game to go to. That one's at the Superdome. Kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. Hawks have a game tonight as well.
What do we talk about?
It's the San Antonio Spurs.
Freaking Monday. We're talking to Mike Coppi. This team's playing well. Just don't get injured. Just don't get injured. You lose your backup center. How long is it?
Kongwu's going to be out for four games at least due to knee inflammation. Kobe Bufkin's going to miss the rest of the year.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was that bad
with
the injury that he was dealing with, because I know he missed some time early in the season. So, yeah, you probably got to go out there and think about getting a backup point guard for this basketball team.
You're going to have to go get your backup point guard, and obviously you keep playing like this, have to make another deal maybe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We were talking,
Good to see Wemby tonight.
He's such a damn good player. Did you see the movie he did the other day on old boy? To be 7'7", went through between the legs, gave him the God Sham God.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Yeah.
He gave a dude the God Sham God.
Yeah, he's 7'6".
The God Sham God.
Yeah, we got 7'6" guys Sham God and people out there now.
Yeah,
could you just kind of bully him though? Like, if you're just physical with him,
I would think
what's he gonna do?
I mean,
you're gonna call a foul.
I mean,
on
a stiff wind to blow him over.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he lightened the britches.
Just give him some body.
Yeah,
like
he lightened the britches.
Now he'll shoot it from 30 and make it,
he
can shoot over you. But that's like just teams just throw throw waves of physicality at him. He doesn't want that.
How do you know? He just skinned it on me. He ain't tough.
French.
I like this French guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's not changing my opinion on them. Because there's nothing wrong with French people. They're nice. I like French people.
Yeah, they're
good. I don't like France.
I just don't like Rudy Gobert.
I think that's where it is.
I never
liked Pepe Le Pew either.
Nah, he
damn
was,
stalker.
He's pretty inappropriate.
Damn stalker.
Not a Tony Parker guy either.
Yeah, me neither.
Ruined Brent Berry's
marriage. Hide your wife.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page. This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Find out where Michael Penix got the call that he was going to be the starter. If you don't know, you're never going to guess. If you already know, you're going to enjoy hearing us talk about it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.